Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 17. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. One day Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. Then he sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Take nothing for your journey, he instructed them. Don't take a walking stick, a traveler's bag, food, money, or even a change of clothes. Wherever you go, stay in the same house until you leave town. And if a town refuses to welcome you, shake its dust from your feet as you leave to show that you have abandoned those people to their fate. So they began their circuit of the villages, preaching the good news and healing the sick. When Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee, heard about everything Jesus was doing, he was puzzled. Some were saying that John the Baptist had been raised from the dead. Others thought Jesus was Elijah or one of the other prophets risen from the dead. I beheaded John, Herod said. So who is this man about whom I hear such stories? And he kept trying to see him. When the apostles returned, they told Jesus everything they had done. Then he slipped quietly away with them toward the town of Bethsaida. But the crowds found out where he was going, and they followed him. He welcomed them and taught them about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who were sick. Late in the afternoon, the 12 disciples came to him and said, "Send the crowds away to the nearby villages and farms, so they can find food and lodging for the night. There is nothing to eat here in this remote place." But Jesus said, "You feed them." "But we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Or are you expecting us to go and buy enough food for this whole crowd?" For there were about 5,000 men there. Jesus replied, "Tell them to sit down in groups of about 50 each." So the people all sat down. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he kept giving the bread and fish to the disciples so they could distribute it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. Once again, that was Luke chapter 9 verses 1 through 17 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus empowers his followers. In verse 1, the apostles are given authority to cast out demons and preach. A few verses later, they didn't understand that they also had God's power to feed a huge crowd. Jesus challenged them to perform the miracle. He did this so they would learn to rely on his power, not their own. They could not feed this crowd without Jesus. The disciples learned the lesson, and slowly began relying on the power of Jesus living in them. They later made feeding the poor among themselves a priority in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Christ still offers his power to his disciples. His power changes the world, but it does not work like the world's power. His power serves in sacrifices. It is not self-seeking. The King gives us his power for his kingdom to come, where people have a new relationship with the Father, his will is done, and there is justice and healing. Sometimes his power works miraculously, sometimes by his people working together in community. It always takes prayer and obedience. We have more power than we realize. Christ is living in us. He has given us power so that we can be part of bringing his kingdom to earth. Spend time every day, many times a day, with the Lord. Start with having his peace and hope in your heart. Then join with others in prayer and make the radical choices to change the world with Christ. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. In what ways has Christ given you power? What is the purpose of Christ's power in people? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.